Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it's the 24th of February, 2024, and that is a lovely date for a numerologist, 2402-2024. It's not a palindrome, but there will be some of those coming up from April of 2024. And for us today, friends, I wanted to come on because I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on astrologically and numerology wise. So, as you know, I am an international numerologist and I help people to uncover and discover their true soul purpose. And your soul is the real you. Your soul is the part of you that is infinite, that is life force, that is energy. And you are here at this time and space on the earth, as I speak, to be of service. And when we look at today's date, 24 adds to a 6, and 6 is always to do with service. Service from the home life, your community life as well. And equally, it's about your vibe brings your tribe, but your tribe also relates to your vibe. So there you go, a little bit of a conundrum there. And we live in an energetic, vibrational universe. So therefore, we are vibrational within this universe, and we're bringing people, situations, events to us at all time to show us what we're sending out, really. And I suppose the work I've been doing for over 27 years is to help people understand basically what they signed up for and where your choices and decisions have led you, but equally where your choices and decisions can bring you when you have awareness. And that's what the great masters and teachers all the way through since the beginning of time have spoken of. To thine own self be true. And today, when we add the date of birth together on this, a very important day, the 24th day, because today we have a full moon in the sign of Virgo and we have the sun in the sign of Pisces. Two signs that are complete opposites. And that adds very much to the energy of the numerology piece, because when I add this day together, the date, it comes to the number 16, which adds to a 7. Now, 16 is one of those karmic death numbers that I have spoken of before. So please check out previous podcasts where there is a whole series about karmic death numbers. So what can that mean for us today as a world? Well, 16 relates to the fall of the ego, and it relates to the very much around healing oneself, but also the destruction of the old and the healing of the family line. And the karma, if you will, is relating to knowing yourself enough to know what needs to be let go of to in order for the new to come in. Now, that is happening individually for us, but it's also happening collectively, as we can see on the worldwide stage. I would have spoken in my previous podcast around Chiron, the wounded healer, who is in direct alignment at the moment with the North Node. And the North Node are like geographical pinpoints. They're not planets, but they move. And they're currently in the sign, the North Node is currently in the sign of Aries. And it's all around rewriting our destiny and rewriting our karma. So here we are again. Now, a full moon is always illumination. It's about the power of the people, but it's also about our inner dreams and aspirations. In the sign of Virgo, it's to do with order, systemizing, managing, structure. And also Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and it's ruled by Neptune, the god of the sea, but it's also to do with the flow. Hey, let's hang out. Let's go with the flow. Let's see what happens. Let's just dream. Whereas Virgo is, okay, you want to dream, but let's meet at 9 o'clock and have that board meeting and discuss and goal set for the day. So total opposites. So for us as a world right now, this moment in time, if you will, we have so much going on because a lot of us are questioning our karma, questioning our destiny, trying to rewrite what perhaps has no longer worked. That's the 16/7, which in numerology also relates to surrendering to the Chiron, it's the wounded healer again, but it's going that little bit deeper. And Chiron is offering us an opportunity, as is 16, to really look at what are your triggers. And it's going to be illuminated by Virgo. It's to do with the physical body. It's to do with the earth. It's to do with the I am. And I'm sure a lot of you have been going through what I've certainly been going through, in that I've been questioning a lot of things, questioning my role in life. Who am I? Why am I here? I continually do that and continually learn, which is 16/7. But also it's learning from the past and not repeating the same things. So when Chiron is very clearly in the astrological cosmos, what it's asking us to do is to go that little bit deeper and really look at the wounds that you may still carry. And it's such a wonderful time to recognize that the moon will illuminate a lot of things, but it'll also bring out the shadow aspect of who you are. And I'm certainly seeing this a lot in my life, my own personal life. And sometimes the light, your light, can be too bright for people. And what happens is it can aggravate, it can create necessary upheaval with other people, situations, events that need to be addressed. But it's for you at the end of the day. Okay, so your light might shine so bright that it aggravates others, but keep shining your light, keep standing in the light. And even though I'm sure, you know, people like myself and other spiritual teachers, we talk continuously about protection of your energy field, it can still infiltrate. The shadow can still infiltrate. We all have a shadow side, and it can get, also our own shadow can be exacerbated by people, by situations. I'm personally finding it, I'm finding everything very loud and very, everything seems to be heightened, you know, touch, taste, smell, sound, sight, all of those natural things that we go through as a human and being in it, as a soul in human form. I just find everything is exaggerated right now. And we also have Saturn is opposing the sun as well. And Saturn is the breaker of illusion, if you will. And Saturn's in Pisces. So it's a breaker of illusion. It's almost like what we have thought to be true is no longer true, or no longer is our truth. And this is an opportunity leading up to February 28th, for example, when the father of time, Saturn, really connects or opposes the sun. And that's an opportunity for release of the old. So while the shadow is going to be illuminated, particularly today, the 24th day of the month, I believe that it's to embrace the shadow. It's usually, if you can go that little bit deeper because of the situation around Chiron. Remember, Chiron was half man, half horse, and he was rejected by his parents, so we carry that wound right through mythology. So we all have a wound that we carry too. So today could be the day to look at that, but also to recognize, dear friend, that everyone else carries their own wounds. So you may be triggered, or you may trigger people. Just remember to own your own. That's the main thing. And there's a lovely affirmation perhaps you can say. And it's, I stand firmly and gently in my own power, despite what happens around me. So I stand firmly and gently in my own power, despite what happens around me. So you're not taking anyone else's darkness on, or shadow on, or their pain or their grief and their suffering. And so, again, be mindful, friends, of what you're watching, what you're listening to. Again, nothing is as it seems, especially in this time of Piscean energy. You know, Piscean energy is very, it can be very delusional at some stages as well. But Virgo coming in, the Virgo, which, you know, moon opposite the sun in Pisces, will certainly want reasons and want structure and boundaries, and give me answers, give me a full detailed explanation as to why you feel that way. So go gently, dear friends, and remember, you stand firmly and gently in your own power, despite what's going on around you. And if you wish to know what your soul purpose is, why you're here, what you're here to do, please feel free to contact me at the information below. And also, if you wish to be part of our community, the information will be there too. And so it is.